Well, you all know the Bride Assembly were product of the restoration ministry. Why restoration? We are part of God's attempt through the ministry of William Marion Branham, the seventh angel messenger, the messenger to the Laodicean church age, through the Elijah anointing, fulfilling Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6, restoring the church back to the apostolic doctrine. And I quickly go to Galatians chapter 1, and I read from verse 6, when Apostle Paul began to notice a lot of changes, a lot of infiltrations of scriptural things into the church, he began to warn the church in Galatians chapter 1, and he says, I marvel not from verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Then he warns in verse 8, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. That gives us the certainty of the scripture. And you know, when we talk about restoration, the church has left Bible Christianity. And God, in his final attempt before the rapture, to bring the people back to the scripture, back to Bible Christianity, back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, has raised us up again to scream it to the true bride. Because the truth is, a lot of people just become Christians without even knowing what Christianity is all about. Well, I'm not here to criticize anybody. I'm here to let us know what is the true birthday of Jesus Christ. But certainly, the birthday of Jesus Christ is not 25th of December. 25th December is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. And I would like us to look at it by the scripture, because everything I preach, I have my scriptural backup. The idea of Christianity at all stems from what is written in the scripture. The scripture is our constitution. The scripture is our base, is our bearing, is our everything. And if you're going to disagree with me, please don't use idea. Don't tell me men say people agree. This is what the Holy Ghost has established for us, and this is what we must follow. Anything you do contrary to this Bible, the Bible says, whosoever promotes it, let that person be accursed. Anyway, I'm not cursing anybody, but let's go to the birthday of Jesus Christ, because the birthday of Jesus Christ is in this Bible. The birth of Jesus Christ is in this Bible. And now, in Luke chapter 1, you get the story from verse 1. Luke chapter 1, you read it from verse 5 to verse 10, and from verse 23 to verse 25. I'll give you the scriptures because of lack of time. We cannot read everything. But let me quickly read from verse 5. And it says, there was in the days of Herod, because this is where we get the key for the birthday of Jesus Christ. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Note it, his course in verse 5 is the course of Abia, and he entered there in the order of his course. The course of Abia, we see it variously in the Bible, they all mean the same thing. You see Abia in 1 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 10, and Matthew chapter 1 verse 7. It's also referred to as Abijam. It's the same thing they're referring to. Abijam, 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 1, or Abijah. 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 1 and chapter 14 verse 1. Now, when we talk about the cause of Abia, David had prepared the ground for the building of the temple because God stopped him from building the temple. He prepared it for his son to build, and he set not only the material, even the order of service. And he got the Levites and then put them two to serve in the temple, two. And we see that in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, from verse 1 to verse 6, and from verse 24 to verse 32, it lets us know the duties of the Levites as David set forth. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, from verse 5 to verse 19, you see the causes of the sons of Aaron. Two for every month. The first one comes, fulfills his own part, leaves. The second one comes, fulfills his own part, and they go two, like that. They were 24 in numbers, and two for every month. And we know that the first month for the in the Jewish calendar is the month of Nisan, and that is established in Esther chapter 3, verse 7, and also Esther chapter 8, verse 12. Lets us know the month Adar is the 12th month. And if you look at the Jewish calendar, if you can see it on the screen, the Jewish calendar, you see it there, we let you know the corresponding Roman calendar. The Jewish calendar is different from the Roman calendar. The first month, for instance, Nisan, is also known as Abib, falls between March and April of the Roman calendar. The second month, Iyar, or Zivan, falls between April and May of the Roman calendar. Then we have Sivan between May and June. We have Tammuz between June and July. We have Ab between July and August. The next month is Elul between August and September, and Tishri or Etanim between September and October falls within that period. And then we have the month Heshvan or Bul that falls between October and November of the Roman calendar. Now Kislev between, it falls between November and December. Tevet between December and January, and Shebat falls between January and February, and the last month Adar between February and March. Now, if you look at the birth of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 1, where it was spelled out, note that the angel visited Zechariah. Let us know that the month, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, if you read it carefully there, that Abijah, the cause of Abijah fell between in the month of Tammuz, that is between June and July. So it means the angel visited Zechariah in the month of Tammuz, which falls between June and July. I want you to take note of that. That is when the angel visited Zechariah. And that same month, Elizabeth was pregnant. Now, the angel again visited Mary in the month of Tevet, which falls between December and January, by which time Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, according to the scripture. Now you notice that by the next year now, the month of Nisan or Abib, that is falling between March and April, Elizabeth was exactly 9 months pregnant. She delivers John the Baptist, by which time now Mary was 3 months pregnant. That is, by March and April, Mary was already 3 months pregnant. And remember that we all know that John the Baptist, all theologians, they know that John the Baptist was 6 months senior to Jesus Christ, because Mary was already pregnant 3 months when Elizabeth delivered. Now, if you count 6 months ahead from when Mary was 3 months pregnant, when Elizabeth, of course, delivered, you will get to the month of Tishri or Etanim, which falls exactly between September and October. So, Jesus Christ was born between September and October in the Jewish month of Tishri or Etanim. I repeat, not December. Not December. According to the scripture, following the course of Abiel or Abijah, Jesus Christ was born in the month of September or October. I repeat, Jesus Christ was not born, according to the Bible, in the month of December. He was born in the month of September, between September and October of the year. Praise God. I know you'll be surprised. Then how come? Okay, let's even look at it from another angle. Now, Jesus Christ died at the age of 33 and a half. Everybody knows that. Every theologian knows that. 33 and a half years old when he died. Now, he died in April. And if he died in April, it means you have to count 6 months back. Counting 6 months back between March and April to September, October, which is the birthday. It will fall exactly between September and October, which is when he was actually born. Count 6 months back. You can't miss it. It's exactly what happened. Thirdly, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 says, shepherds were grazing their sheep when they heard of the birth of Jesus Christ. And they cannot be, shepherds don't take their sheep to the mountains in the month of December because it will be too cold. It's winter time and shepherds don't go out by that time. Therefore, they were certainly not out there in December. Certainly, it will be in a different period. I just want you to take note of that. Now, what is the celebration that takes place in December? What is the celebration that takes place in December 25th? December 25th was long celebrated before the birthday of Jesus Christ. I have a little publication here I want to quote from, if time will permit me, from the publication of the United Church of God. This was published sometime in 1999, and the Lord just caused me to see it or substantiate what I have always believed. And in one of the pages here, page 5, he spoke about how the Christmas date was set. And I quote, he said, Gerard and Patricia Delry explained the evolution of December 25 becoming an official Roman celebration. Saturnalia and the Calends, that's the new moon, were the celebrations most familiar to early Christians. December 17 to 24 and January 1 to 3. But the tradition of celebrating December 25th as Christ's birthday came to the Romans from Persia. Mithra, the Persian god of light and sacred contracts, was born out of a rock on December 25. Rome was famous for its flirtations with strange gods and cults. And in the 3rd century, the unchristian emperor Aurelian established the festival of De Invicto Solis, the day of the invisible sun, on December 25th. Mithra was an embodiment of the sun, so this period of his rebirth was a major day in Mithraism, which had become Rome's latest official religion with the patronage of Aurelian. It is believed that the Emperor Constantine adhered to Mithraism up to the time of his conversion to Christianity. He was probably instrumental in seeing that the major feast of his old religion was carried over to his new faith. Although it is difficult to determine the first time anyone celebrated 25th December as Christmas, historians are in general agreement that it was sometime during the 4th century. This is an amazingly late date. Christmas was not observed in Rome, the capital of empire, until about 300 years after Christ's death. Its origins cannot be traced back to either the teachings or practices of the earliest Christians. The introduction of Christmas represented a significant departure from the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, as we see in Jude verse 3. Now let's look at Santa Claus dresses like a dress now. I sometimes think that 25th December is also the birthday of Santa Claus, not the birthday of Jesus Christ. And in this same publication, I read from page 6, it says, many of the other trappings of Christmas are merely carryovers from ancient celebrations. Santa Claus comes from St. Nicholas, the saint whose festival was celebrated in December, and the one who in other respects was most nearly in accord with the dim traditions of Saturn as the hero of the Saturnalia. That is Santa Claus. And before I round up in page 8 of this same publication, I read again a few paragraphs here concerning the contentions in Christmas. In the beginning, Christians were opposed to Christmas. Some of the earliest controversy erupted over whether Jesus' birthday should be celebrated at all. As early as 1845, the church father, Origen, was proclaiming it heathenish to celebrate Christ's birthday as if he were merely a temporal ruler, when his spiritual nature should be the main concern. This view was echoed throughout the centuries, but found strong widespread advocacy only with the rise of Protestantism. To these serious-minded, sober clerics, the celebration of Christmas flew in the face of all they believed. Drunken reverie on Christmas. The day was not even known to be Christ's birthday. It was merely an excuse to continue the customs of pagan Saturnalia. The fathers, I'm quoting from the Encyclopedia Britannica, it adds, the fathers of the second and third centuries, such as Clement of Alexandria, Origen, and Epiphanius, contended that Christmas was a copy of a pagan celebration. Unquote. The decision to celebrate Christ's birth on December 25 was far from universally accepted. Christians of Armenia and Syria accused the Christians of Rome of sun worship for celebrating Christmas on December 25. Pope Leo the Great in the 5th century tried to remove certain practices at Christmas which he considered in no way different from sun worship. Indeed, of all times of the year suggested as the birth of Christ, December 25 could not have been the date. See? To the early Christians, the idea of celebrating the birthday of a religious figure would have seemed at best peculiar, at worst blasphemous. Being born into this world was nothing to celebrate. What mattered was leaving this world and entering the next in a condition pleasing to God. When early Christians associated a feast day with a certain person, such as a bishop or martyr, it was usually the date of the person's death. If you wanted to search the New Testament world for people who attach significance to birthdays, your search will quickly narrow to pagans. The Romans celebrated the birthdays of the Caesars, and most un-Christian Mediterranean religions attached importance to the natal feast of a passion of supernatural figures. If Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, and his purpose in coming was anything like what is supposed, then in celebrating his birthday each year, Christians do violence, not honor, to his memory. For in celebrating a birthday at all, we sustain exactly the kind of tradition his coming is thought to have been designed to cast down. Unquote. This is from the United Church of God publication, buttressing what we have always believed in the end time message, what we've always believed in the followership of the restored ministry. And in conclusion, I have what Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8 to 11, and he said, how be it then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, wherein do you desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days, verse 10, and months and times and years, I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. And Deuteronomy chapter 12, I read from verse 29. To the Jews, he has always warned against idolatry. From verse 29, when the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their land, take it to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did this nation serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hated have ye done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. Whatsoever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, and diminish, nor diminish from it. This is the word of the Lord. Now what am I saying? I say Christmas is not a Christian celebration, because 25th December was long celebrated before Christ was born. And the truth is, revelated Christians are not part of this celebration. How can you be celebrating Jesus Christ? And those who celebrate it more, they are more unbelievers than Christians. This is a period they go and drink fornication. This is a period alcohol, market for alcohol is higher than anything else. Nightclubs are open. Christmas Day and all manner of crimes and everything that Christ was born to destroy is here celebrating within that period, when it should have been a period of sober reflection of the fact that a Savior has been born. But you know that it is not a Christmas celebration. That's why the pagans and the heathens are the ones celebrating it. Christians don't bother with such. And what I advise Christians at this period is enjoy the holiday, take advantage of the holiday, enjoy it, and enjoy the fun of the holidays. But don't forget to tell your children that this is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. And for more of those sermons and for other sermons that pertain to the celebration, the Restoration Ministry, you can always visit our website or visit us. And I'll call any of the numbers you see on the screen, and they will be glad to share this revelation with you. The eyes of understanding are being opened through the last prophet's messenger. And you want to know more about the ministry of William and Abraham, feel free, we'll give you the books even free of charge. So you listen to his messages, and I listen to it too, and my eyes will be open. Yours too will be open. And so, I wish you a happy year end, and I wish you a happy new year in advance as you join us in the Restoration Ministry. Thank you, and God bless you.